Cheech Marin calls art like Gaspar Enriquez's, quote, Mexican-American with an attitude of insistence upon rights, an insistence upon equality, and an insistence upon acknowledgement of their creativity, close quote. But here I sit with one of the gentlest, most unassuming men I've ever met, Gaspar Enriquez.
Thank you for the introduction. That's pretty amazing.
Well, you're pretty amazing, and yet you are so quiet about your art. So with that in mind, I invited two other people to sit here and talk about you with me, and that is Mauricio Olague, an extraordinary artist in his own right and one of your former students.
That's right.
We'll get back to what role you've played in each other's lives, and Christian Gerstheimer, who is the curator with the El Paso Museum of Art, and you also have a pretty important role going on here as far as Gaspar's work. Gaspar, tell me a little bit of your bio. I know you were born here in El Paso, and then you left to work at one point and came back.
In a nutshell, I left El Paso to California right after I finished high school. And then I lived in California for about 5 years. Mm-hmm. At that particular time, I was a machinist in a defense plant. And then I started East L.A. Junior College there.
Mm-hmm.
Then I moved to Denton, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Stayed there for about a year. Worked for General Dynamics as a machinist.
Mm-hmm.
And then came back to El Paso and finished here at UTEP.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
Your art degree.
My art degree, right.
Yes.
And then I started teaching at Boy High School and was there for my entire lifetime.
Mm-hmm. Now, I've heard people say that if you teach, that means you can't do it. You just have to teach it. Not the case. You made a conscious decision, apparently, to teach in order to...
To support my art.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So that you could... not compromise on your artwork. Also, you're nodding your head, Mauricio. Have you gone through the same?
I'm saying at the time when Gaspar was teaching, and I met him early on in his teaching career as a student, that was the attitude. If you can't
exactly.
do, then you teach.
Exactly.
Right? But he's the one who broke through that, especially here in El Paso. But I think throughout the whole country, that was the attitude.
Yes.
That teachers were not real artists. Mm-hmm. And he just very persistent. Mm-hmm. I was there and I saw how he did that. And it was quite an amazing thing.
Yeah. That one line in his bio that still strikes me because he did dispel that. You recognize that by teaching and keeping your art sheltered from commercial demands, you would have integrity in your work. And wow, do
Absolutely.
You ever. So how old were you when you first met Gaspar?
Well, it's funny because now I'm teaching in the classroom where Gaspar taught
yeah.
me, right? And he gave me the keys to the classroom and then a picture that he took, I guess the first days I had gotten there. And he came to visit me just recently, and one of my students was like, hey, mister, how did you know to take his picture? Did you know he was going to be working here? And Gaspar was like, yes.
And you did your best guru look at him, right?
Yeah.
And of course, they bought
it. People of few words, you know, can get away with
course.
That. So we believe what they say.
I believe what he says.
Well, and it worked, didn't it?
It certainly did. But, you know, one of the things he used to do was, okay, I'm going to have an art show at his house. He calls uh-huh. it Mi Casa Studio because it's his house. And he would get the phone book and say,
now,
okay.
Is this the house where you still live?
Yes.
In San Elisario?
Yes.
Wow, the homestead.
House.
So I'd forgotten about that, the Mi Casa exhibition.
It's a gallery. I suppose you still use it as a gallery.
I don't think it was you that had some photographs, did you?
No, I didn't. I might have interviewed you at some point in time in the
past. Yeah, because I had some artists or photographers that had exhibitions there. I had quite a few artists that I had exhibitions for. Luis Jimenez, mm-hmm. Manuel Acosta, James Drake.
Yeah, breaking ground as far as one of the things that I think is fundamental to the success of a working artist is open your heart to other artists.
Mm-hmm.
Big time, you did that. So...
Open his home, open his
everything.
Life, and really
yeah.
push. He pushed me to finish school and
were
basically
you resistant?
Get to where I am today. Mm. I just thought it was impossible at the time. Mm. You know, I had a rocky marriage. I had the kids. And there was this famous quote that at some point, yes, the person I was married to complained that, why is this man constantly calling you? Parece que te quiere. It looks like he loves you. Which was an insult, I suppose, to the both of us. But I thought about it. You know what? This guy really cares about me.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do what he says. So I went back to school and I finished school and very grateful. I tell him every time I see him, thanks for everything, because he's been my guardian angel all these times.
Wow. Well, I have not known you, Mauricio, as well as I have Gaspar and your artwork. In preparation for this interview, I went online and I started Googling what you had to say about your artwork. And I loved getting into your head. You have wonderful thoughts that made me highlight and check your bio and all this good stuff. So do you have your personal website?
The philosophy that I am speaking about is to get away from a secondary act, you know, the act of creation, like in the classroom, that's truly being alive. And it could even be watching a football game on TV. You know, you're not really playing that game, but being out on the street playing that game, now you're living. So
yes,
I am focusing primarily on the creative act as a revolutionary act, as an act of defiance that we are still alive. And then everything else, putting it on Twitter, reflecting on it in that superficial way, as not as important.
Oh,
I know we have to reflect.
I could just kiss your forehead right now. That is just so important to me, what you've just
said. Right, but Gaspar's artist statement, which we study in class every year, is that he begins with a concept.
Mm-hmm.
And so for him, it is about this big idea first, and then he kind of figures out how to manifest it here for us to enjoy it.
Yes. Do you find yourself sounding like Gaspar in the classroom now?
I'm a very loud and animated person.
Okay, so you don't sound like Gaspar in the
Well, it's very funny, and I'm an abstract artist. And,
yes.
But that doesn't matter, and Gaspar doesn't say, as he was teaching us all those years, and I had him for 4 years, very fortunate. We did metals, we did everything in that class, clay. But it wasn't like, here, do it the way I'm doing it. It was more like, well, this is who you are. Well, here, let me help you discover yourself and give you the skills you need to express yourself better. That's the model that I use, you know, when I teach.
Well, obviously, it crossed personality barriers.
Exactly.
So, Mauricio, you represent part of Gaspar's legacy. And in our area, of course, is the many students. You're one of many, many students. Gaspar, are you in touch with a lot of your former students?
A lot of them, but I wish I could be in touch with a lot more.
Well, so many have been the subject of your work.
That's very true.
That they are immortalized.
And I keep up with some of the ones that were my favorite, that some of them I used over and over again.
Yes.
And there are some that are truly, in my heart, they were really there, but I lost track of them.
Yeah.
That's some of the ones that I really wish I could get in touch with.
Yeah. Yeah. You obviously feel it profoundly, your attachment to the people you've worked with. And in addition to your teaching, your legacy is going to be quite evident at the El Paso Museum of Art, which is why we have our curator, Christian Gerstheimer, here with us. Tell us what and when and where.
We have in our main gallery, the Hunt Gallery. It's a large retrospective exhibition opening on January 26th through May, I think it's
4th.
4th, okay, yeah. It has over 60 artworks in it from about probably, I think, 30 years worth of artwork from the early 80s to, I think, the most recent work is 2013.
Wow.
So quite a look at Gaspar's artwork throughout his life.
Do you remember the first time you laid eyes on a piece by Gaspar?
Well, I think Gaspar was one of the first artists I met when I moved here in 2003, so that was about 10 years ago. And I don't know particularly which work it was. It was probably the Generations of Attitudes, which is a seven-figure artwork where full of figures, black and white, and they're standing along a wall. And that was always exhibited in the museum on the main floor.
Yes. You've been here since the bus station was taken over, basically, the building downtown. I first saw that piece when it was at the old museum on Montana, when that facility was still the City Museum, and it was part of the Cara exhibition, yep. which mm-hmm. was absolutely blockbuster, over the top. Wow, we have come home to stay. Mm-hmm. That exhibition mm-hmm. was awesome. Exactly. And when I saw those pieces in the foyer of that museum, I just got chills. It was like, I know this guy. I know those kids. It was awesome. My guests today are Gaspar Enriquez, a very well-known local artist who has some wonderful things coming up where we can enjoy his work here in El Paso. His former student and now teaching artist, Mauricio Olague, and El Paso Museum of Art curator, Christian Gerstheimer. We'll be right back.